Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. The woods are in the midst of the full flower moon as May winds down. Over last week, the Upper Trail Territory has seen the warmth of Zigwan increase. Not unexpected, the sultriness of the atmosphere is giving us an early sample of things to come. It's hard to believe that Nibing is only 3 weeks away, and with the coming solstice, our daylight length will begin its gradual turnabout. My, how the days go by. Since summer is tapping at the door, it's appropriate that our leaf-out season is about complete. By the time this column is released, even our tiniest leaflets will have reached maturity. A few birch and area maples are the only trees with infant-sized foliage. Meanwhile, aspen in the Northland are quaking at every breath of air. A trip through border country finds one driving through the green tunneled forest. Things once seen through winter skeletons are now obscured by various shades of chlorophyll and trembling textures. The rain gods have again moved this area off the priority list. At this writing, streams have dwindled back to mere trickles, and the forest floor is crunchy dry once more. Through the first couple weeks of month 5, the Wildersmith rain gauge accumulated slightly over 2.25 inches of precip. I thought the drought was on its way out, but my thinking was obviously premature. The sad part of this continuing dry commentary is that all the governing agencies have lifted fire bans throughout the county. Thus, forest dwellers are left at the mercy of users' common sense in regards to burning. Pray tell that common sense, although not so common these days, will prevail, and that there will be no scorching multi-million-dollar accidents during this parched time. On a happy note, another sign of Nibing's approach happened on May 18, when hummingbirds returned to the sweetness tank at Wildersmith. Traffic has been on the daily increase since, and I was even buzzed in a landing approach by one of the mini jets while out in the early daylight hours a couple days later. With the humidity at hand, spotting a moose in a situation out of water these days is unusual. However, last week I did see a handsome bull across from the Blankenberg turnoff during one of my many trips to the museum site at Chickwack. This guy had his sleek summer coat on, and the developing antlers were in a lush dark velvet. He checked me out while I was doing the same of him, and then went back to munching some late spring tenders. On the same trip, when Mr. Moose was sighted, one of those black fuzzies came up along the trail near Seagull Outfitters. This Ursus was a big one, and it thought about crossing in front of my truck, but suddenly decided the forest on that side of the road was less risky and ducked out of view. How about that? This was a wild two-critter sighting on a one-trip experience. It also sounds as if an Ursus cousin is providing some not-too-happy experiences for folks along the mid-trail area. In fact, it may be tipping the scale toward being a dangerous character. It is hoped that all humans will do their part in not tempting this ravenous critter, and that Mr. Bear will do its part too by just going away. Gunflint history unfolds somewhere every day, and it's never more evident than that which is going on at the Chickwack Museum and Nature Center site. Exhibit installations will be winding down by the end of this week. Then is a few weeks of fine-tuning before the big day on July 4th, when another historic wilderness moment will be recorded. In working with the Split Rock Design Studios team, I can assure everyone that the story about people of the Gunflint is going to be told in breathtaking style. The best descriptor is splendid. Just a reminder, the Gunflint Trail Historical Society's next meeting will be held this coming Monday, May 31st, yes, Memorial Day, at 1:30 p.m. in the Gunflint Lodge Conference Center. Everyone is invited. Refreshments will be served. This is Fred Smith at Wilder Smith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor the spirit of the wilderness.